Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating the 19th anniversary of Bill Brandt's membership in our Brain Trust. Hey, Bill, happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Enjoy it every year of it, Jim.
Let's do 19 more. What do you think?
I'd love to do 19 more. I'd actually double that to 38 just to see how it shows up. Yeah.
I don't think I want to see what the world looks when I'm that old, Bill.
Well, you know, I don't know, Jim. You'd only be, what, 71, 72
I'd be, yeah,
at that point,
something so. Like that, yeah. Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, President and CEO of Development Specialists, Inc., a global problem solver. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm the host here, as you know, and we're having some fun with Bill and celebrating his long-term support and abiding support of all the things that we do and what you do, small business owners out there on Main Street. He, you know, why else would he hang out with us if he didn't care about you? Hey, Bill, you gave us a great tour in the previous segment of some of the sea changes that are happening, or maybe one sea change in different manifestations around the world, where regular people are saying, you know, we're mad as heck and we're not going to take it anymore. And this is happening. Do you see this happening in places like, could this kind of thing happen in Russia? Could it happen in China?
Not for the near term. The answer is yes. The Chinese, I think, to flip the question, and perhaps with respect to Russia too, the Chinese and the Russians are immeasurably worried it could happen here. And so they have taken great steps to make sure that they have cracked down on society. Mm-hmm. If you look at what the Chinese are doing in the western portion of their country to the Uyghurs at this point and others, where they are incarcerating as many as a million people in re-education camps,
wow.
They are taking strong efforts to make sure that the general turmoil that is affecting humans around the world as we move from what was a manufacturing and production economy to pretty much an information and robot economy, they're going to take a long crackdown. Now, that doesn't mean they can keep it away forever. We looked at after World War II at this monolith that was the Soviet Union, assuming that they were going to be the empire that was going to dog us for the rest of our days. And, of mm-hmm. course, the internal problems drove them apart in the early 90s. The same thing will happen to China. At some point, they do have disparate groups. The Han Chinese are the predominant, but if they don't allow a bit of political liberty, they're going to have the same problems in the end, I would forecast, that the Soviet Union did. But that's not for a while. In the mm-hmm. meantime, Western democracies will struggle to figure out how to make their people happy, how to make their people employed. And the uncertainty that goes with it will affect your business owners substantially. As you said at the end of the last segment, we're not in the last century anymore. Mm-hmm. Who would have ever thought that the 60s would look good and mild by comparison,
exactly.
Right? That, you know, I hear your previous guest discussing all of the new ways in this century we've got to figure out how to do business, whether
right.
it's on Facebook for feedback or others.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the ideas will work, some of them won't, but they are measurably different from what they were 35 years ago.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. And I read an article today on the Wall Street Journal, in the Wall Street Journal by Jamie Dimon, and I'm trying to think of and Warren Buffett penned an article about how they were encouraging the abolishing of the 90-day conference call, the 90-day earnings reports, which I've been calling for 15 years. Bill, I've been saying that the reason why there's such a disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street, one of the reasons is this 90-day fealty to earnings, and that it's preventing companies from making long-term plans, and it's preventing, which consequently causes them to be less devoted to their employees, I think, which is creating some of the challenges, some of the tension that we have in the marketplace today, the workplace, including helping to create the gig economy. What do you think?
So I think the world is round. I couldn't agree with you more, but I point out to everybody when I make the same points in large speaking engagements that all of you are nodding your heads and saying, gosh, I want this 90-day merry-go-round to stop. I want to think long-term. And then half of you are actually going to walk out into the lobby, or actually you might be doing it now as I'm speaking, and you're looking up to see how your mutual fund is doing. And, of course, your mutual fund has a guy with a green eyeshade or a lady with a green eyeshade who's trying to figure out how to get you those returns every 90 days so you leave your money with him or her.
But we've got to get out of the trading mentality, Bill.
You know, I think we do, but obviously I look at all these commercials that are running constantly about make sure your retirement's in order, and everybody is being told how they have to, you know, manage their process and what the returns are. And so somewhere in there is a more sensible way to look at a balance between what we do on Wall Street, what our own folks need, what small business owners need for their retirement and their 401ks and IRAs. And it's got to have a balance of reasonable growth. Trying to figure out, I mean, Harry Reasoner once said, the old ABC broadcaster, if there's a get-rich-quick scheme and you've heard about it, you're too late.
Yeah.
And so I think at some point, if we're all imagining 8 and 9% returns, we're living in a different world. I think when you and I were younger, a 3 or 4% return
was decent,
and we build long-term. And I think we've got to get back, whether it's the gig economy or not, we've got to get back to a long-term outlook with respect to economic growth.
We've got to get back to where, when people say capitalism, they're not talking about the stock market. They're talking about the economy,
and they're not talking about returns in 90 days.
That's exactly right.
The provision.
Go ahead.
The provision of capital into an endeavor is a long-term risk. If you're talking about a 90-day flip out of capital, you might as well go to the racetrack, right?
Exactly. And when we come back after the break, I want to use the same example, the short-term thinking, to talk about the swamp, to talk about Washington, D.C., Republicans and Democrats. The short-term thinking is what's going to take us down, or we're going to take them down. I don't know which one, but Bill has a pretty good perspective on that, and he'll share it with us after the break. Bill Brandt and I will be right back. It's 10-10. I'm Jim Blasinger. See you with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.